Welcome to Day by Day Hacks. We're talking with Megan Barham, who is a human and who, you know, a person in your own right. You have your own identity, but you're also, you carry the hat of wife and mom and worker, career, all that stuff. And so I think you can be very helpful to a large portion of our audience out there today when we're talking about just how do we create time, spending time with the Lord, what do we do in the middle of our quiet time, different things like that. And so you've got a couple of things that you incorporate kind of into your routine of a quiet time, and I know that one of them is a prayer partner. So talk to us about the usefulness, the need of having a prayer partner.
I think it's very important to help you stay accountable, is to have that person that you can go to and say, hey, I haven't been that consistent, and someone that can just pray for you and keep you accountable.
Yeah.
It's very important, and that you could go to with prayer requests.
Right.
I mean, at any time you could call them up and say, hey, I need you to pray for this, and it's
right.
Really special.
I think the benefit of having that prayer partner in your life, the accountability, and it's for me, I'm not going to go to him and say, hey, I've been negligent, right? I'm just going to try to lie my way through it. But I've given them up front when I was feeling really spiritual, I've given them permission to speak into my life.
Right.
And to grab me by the shoulders and say, hey, tell me what's been going on. And so to have that person that you invite into your life and give them permission to kind of get in your face if need be.
Right, exactly.
Is an absolute huge asset to keep you on the tracks of spending time with the Lord. Because
right.
We all get derailed. We all get derailed. And so we need those train tracks for us.
Right.
So that's very good. But you have something kind of very functional in the middle of just kind of in the doing of your quiet time, and that is your notepad. So tell us, what goes on the notepad?
Right. So to help me with distractions, because a lot of the time I'm having my quiet time and I'm thinking about things that I have to get done at work,
mm-hmm.
or that schedule that's coming up next with my daughter and her cheer and dance and all the things. And I have kept a notepad, you know, by my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if something pops into my head, like, hey, I need to send this email when I get to work,
right.
I'll write it down and put it away.
Yeah.
And that way I've got it down and I can forget about it.
Right. So
and
you're
I
just
can
not
go back.
Constantly
yes,
thinking.
Yes. It's
about
not constantly
it.
In my head because,
right.
you know, the enemy will try to keep that in your head.
Right.
But
absolutely.
If you have it written down and you put it away, it's gone.
It's,
like you
and,
can
yeah.
forget about it.
Absolutely. Very good.
Yeah.
So here's your two tips for today, and that is a prayer partner that you invite to speak into your life and to hold you accountable, and a notepad so that you can get all those distractions out and can be done with them.
Right.
Great job. Thanks, Megan. Till next time on Day by Day Hacks.